What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., we do the Think Tank. Today, we have a couple of our regulars, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman and Donnybrook's own Alvin Reed. We're just talking about St. Louis County, where you think everything would be peaches and cream, and the county council. And I don't know any of those people. I don't have relationships with them the way I do you guys. I just watch the news. And I just, every time there's a story, I'm like, what is going? It's the most acrimonious group of people. I don't understand. What am I missing? What am I not getting?
You know, you're not alone. I think a lot of us, most of us in St. Louis County, wondered the same thing. There is no reason for that to spiral out of control the way it has. And it does have an impact on the entire region. I mean, this bickering and all this nonsense is why there was a, you know, delay on the convention center and all that. Meanwhile, they're over nonsense, the price of the project is going up because the price of anything goes up at any time. The back and forth, this non, just wanting to see each other's views. I mean, okay, let's say that, you know, Sam constitutionally did not have the right to name the new prosecutor. Okay. Well, the county doesn't like him so much that they were more than happy to not stand up for the county, but to like, oh, we're happy that the governor stepped in and did what he did. And so, like, you know, one day you're not going to be on the county council, and one day Sam Page is not going to be the county executive, and you're leaving this damage behind for some people that actually want to do the job. So it's very frustrating and unnecessary.
Well, the most damaging thing they could do, I think, is this, with this proposal to go ahead and allow five council members to fire the county executive.
It's kind of Kevin McCarthy stuff.
I'm not saying
stuff.
That because I am a county executive. I'm saying that because I have read Federalist Papers number 51, where James Madison explained something that all of us were supposed to learn back in high school for our state and federal constitution test, and that is separation of powers. I mean, you've got competing interests. You got an executive branch that Sam's in charge of, and you got the legislative branch, and they're supposed to check each other, okay? And if one, the legislative branch, can just get rid of the executive, or if the executive could just get rid of the legislative, well, where's your checks and balances? And maybe neither one of them like what the judge did or the judges did last week, but that doesn't mean they can get rid of the judge because they disagree with them. Everybody has a role to play, and everybody's watching everybody else. And when somebody gets too powerful, the other people are supposed to step in and intervene. And that's what James Madison had in mind for the federal. That's what our state constitution does, and that's what our charters are supposed to do, too.
Yes.
Well, leading up to that, this whole thing, which seems like it's been going on for months, with the Hancock and the nepotism, I understand that sometimes there are violations that you don't realize are violations, and ignorance of the law is not a defense. And I get all that. And charging the longtime serving clerk with a felony. And maybe there are bad actors here and I just am not involved enough. But just as a reasonably intelligent person watching it, it's like watching mom and dad fight in front of the priest. You're like, let's handle this within the family. We're looking kind of silly here. Again, what was I missing about that whole thing?
I really honestly couldn't tell you why they can't say, like, listen, whatever our is, we can't air it publicly like this, because that shatters the confidence in any of our offices. Right now, the council and the county executive's office are getting low marks by the voters of St. Louis County. If people didn't have to run, let's say you had to run countywide for your county council seat like the county executive did, I don't think any of them would win, okay? I think they would all be voted out. I think it just generally, let's pick five new people from all over the county. I think they'd all be voted out. You know, and then people tell me that if Sam should decide to run again, he'll win. They're absolutely positively convinced he would win. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, but that's the part of politics I don't understand
Get. I think they will if they try to kick him out.
Oh, yeah.
Impeachment, yeah. These politicals mm-hmm. think somehow they gain something by trying to impeach somebody on the other side. Mm-hmm. I think history has shown that as you create sympathy for people when you try to
Simply discussing this in a county council meeting is enough for me to say that you all are a little bit out of control.
Well, I hope that's all they do is just discuss.
Yeah. I mean, but you're supposed to be somewhat learned, like you said, on how government works. I'm convinced that they don't know how government works.
I'm sure there are other professions where you become tone deaf, but nothing like politics. I mean, it just seems that people involved in politics, especially those who are involved in politics for a long time, they get caught up. It's like, I remember I've thrown a lot of board games in my life. Don't ever play Monopoly with me because I'll throw the board at you. I'm a bad loser. and I remember one time the father of a girlfriend where I'd thrown a board and he called me aside and he's like, I just want to point something out. You are treating that game like it's life. And life is out here, but what you do in the game affects life, because now we all think that you're kind of a dick.
Yeah, so, right? Yes.
And that's what it reminds me of politicians. It's like, I know what you think you're doing, but the way it looks to us out here doesn't look the same.
Right. And you've got the odd kind of like, why can't North County, South County work together on projects for the betterment of St. Louis County like you do for the destruction of Sam Page.
But
Alvin, let me ask you, as a journalist, okay, what's a better story? Him throwing his board or him sitting there and just playing a game like a nice like you're supposed to?
They're still talking about me.
What's a better story to write?
Now, the better story is the thrown board game,
yes.
Okay? However, that's like somebody went off at a council meeting. It's very unusual, you know, man bites dog. But every week it's something, and everybody's tired of it.
Amen.
That's how I feel about it. Like that, the novelty of them throwing the board is over. Because somebody throws a board every week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The county executive office does it one week. The prosecutor does it the next.
So let's play the game.
Let's play the game.
Play fair.
Right. The new prosecutor. Oh, I'll never be a politician, but I'm going to run for office 2 years from now. In the same sentence.
I noted that.
Come on. Right.
But I'll win.
And my first thought was, who cares? I thought you would just go fill out the, you know, and get things right. Oh, my goodness.
Why? This is a global question. It could be St. Charles County, St. Louis County. It could be the U.S. Senate. Other than... And I'm not saying that bad people, because there's some people who go into it with their heart in the right place. Just normies who go into it. What is the allure? What's the aphrodisiac of politics? Why do people love being in it so much in your vast experiences?
I'll let you go on that one, because I got something. But you run. You've run. You've been in the House. You've been in the Senate. I think you're senator also. Now you're county executive.
I became a teacher because I thought I could make a difference and got frustrated because I felt like I wasn't. And then I got into politics thinking I could make a difference. And that's been frustrating largely. But there's been some times I felt like we could make a difference. I think there's some things we could get done while I'm county executive that would make a difference. And all you can do is keep trying.
Right. Because people say, like, why don't you run for office, Alvin? And say, because I don't know what the lure is. I really don't. I was like, no,
it's making a difference.
No, it'd be okay. Because I said, you know, I'd be 5 minutes before. I wouldn't be in trouble for something I don't think bad I did. It would just be my attitude towards
individuals. You'd throw the board game.
I'd throw the board game.
That's, but Alvin, yeah. You're not in journalism for the money.
No,
you think you can make a difference, don't you?
No, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Especially
I would. You know, yeah. I think you'd be more frustrated than I was.
Okay, because going back, especially to the daily journalism
days,
the daily newspaper days, where it was every day, and it was like, you know, actually covering stories and not having everything has had.
And that local newspaper we are missing.
Yes.
All of our news is national now.
National.
A little bit of state, and nobody knows what's going on in Kirkwood or a city of St. Charles.
Right. And we try Kirkwood because we got our own, you know, the Webster Kirkwood Times, and follow the city council and all that. But on the bigger picture, it's large areas really don't know what's going on.
What percentage of people that live in the county actually know anything about how the county is running?
Oh, I would say a third.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow, that's more than I would have guessed less, because when you think about who votes in primaries, as an example, it's always a tiny percentage of people, and they're the ones that pay attention. The rest of, I mean, most people don't.
23%.
23?
All right.
Less than St. Charles.
I would say a third, okay? And that is, oh, boy. Because when you talk about how many people voted, that's not the population. That's registered voters,
that's
right?
True.
Right. Good point.
So I'm saying that I'll give another a few percentage points.
Sure.
I'm not registered, but I moved here 10 years ago. I never, you know, I don't vote in these elections. Wherever I lived across the United States, I did register to vote and I would vote. I would say that I didn't, you know, when I was in Vienna, Virginia, and somebody was running for like school board. I did not vote on that, but I did go vote because I just couldn't, you know, didn't know.
Right.
But I think, so I count that in the 10% of people who know what's going on but might not necessarily vote.
But that's okay, Alvin, because people that don't vote probably aren't listening to us right now.
It's true.
No, you're right.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't that be amazing to just pop up like a groundhog a couple times every few years and just go,
like, what?
I'd have a beer with that guy, boom.
Oh, pretty much.
It would be great.
Right. I mean, you know, I guess the way things... For America to run smoothly, and boy, isn't that a great statement.
Right.
People in Congress have to run every 2 years. You know, you can't. You want
that's a good one. Big America run smoothly again.
Right, exactly. And so I think that's one of the checks and balances. The House, like, you got to run every 2 years. I couldn't stand running for office every 2 years.
Let me ask you guys, who's your favorite politician that you've known?
Steve Ellman.
Other than me.
that I've known.
Yeah,
I love all the guys. Honestly, I'm not a cop out.
I mean,
love Steve Butt. I love Ian Mackey.
Yeah,
I love Steve because all you guys are. We don't have bomb throwers on the show. Right. We just don't do it. That's not what the show's about.
All right. Okay. Because I lived a lot of different places. All right. I would say. All right. I liked Dick Gephardt. I liked him. I liked. Boy, it's few and far between. Met the man one time, my favorite president. They're having his funeral right now, and that's Jimmy Carter.
What was he like meeting him?
He was just a very nice man. It was after he was president.
I could name quite a few, but my number one, my favorite politician was a person I met right after I got elected, Tom Villa from the city of St.
Louis. All right.
You remember Tom?
I do.
Yeah.
Great guy and great politician. Yeah, obviously we didn't agree on everything. But it was a guy you could sit down and talk to and work with, and I just always admired him.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, DGS 424. You're really jamming on that one. I'm yelling. It's the Think Tank with Steve Ellman and Alvin Reed. So you were talking about Steve, you know, the executive and the judiciary and all the things we learned back in eighth grade. As someone who's been in the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive, let's start with the executive. What are the positive impediments to getting something done as the executive? And what are the things that you're just like, this is BS. This is a bunch of bull crap. You know, what have you experienced?
Well, obviously, we can have the best idea in the world. We got to get four of the seven council people to agree to it. Generally, we've been rather successful at that, and I've been lucky to have reasonable people on my council. And, you know, even when we didn't agree, we could discuss it and hopefully work a compromise or something. For me, the most frustrating thing is trying to get things done regionally, trying to get the region to cooperate. Now, there's some things we do cooperate on. I mean, we've got an Air Force with the city, county, and St. Charles County with helicopters, and we have we work together on that. We've got something called the RIC in St. Louis County, where we send people over and they work on solving crimes and things like that. We've got for when there's a murder and they go ahead and investigate. I mean, there are some things that we do regionally, but there's a lot more I think we could do regionally. And it's just very difficult. It's like keeping frogs in the wheelbarrow, mm-hmm. you know, to get something that everybody can agree on. Because mm-hmm. as soon as you fix what somebody wants, somebody else jumps out.
Does that make you more or less optimistic, whether you're a fan of it or not, about Ian Mackey's new bill to bring back Better Together? Do you think that happens in our lifetime, or you think it's just a non-starter?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. And even if it did, now, do you realize the majority of people in the region now do not live either in the city or the county? So
that stops you.
If that's the answer, fine. But when we solve it, we've only solved half the problem.
Mm-hmm. What about the city becoming part of St. Louis County?
I think that might be more likely.
That's all I was going to say.
And that maybe is what the realistic goal should be.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that happening in my lifetime. That other no, not in my life. Well, of course now you know. Wait, if you want to make God laugh, say you got plans. You say, like, right. What makes you think you're going to be here at right. 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Right.
Don't ever take anything for granted.
Well, those county offices in the city.
Yeah. You
know, there's no reason for them to exist
right.
except they create jobs in
right.
the city.
Exactly.
Which of the county, the city, St. Charles, this is a bad question. Which is the biggest problem? Which is the sore thumb usually? It doesn't have to do with Tashara or with Steve. Just historically, where's kind of been the, well, we're going to have to get it past these guys?
You know, right now I would say it was the county, because the city's got its own stuff to deal with. But if St. Louis County got its act together, I think it could then start helping, like you say, working better with St. Charles. And definitely maybe right now, the county is in no situation where he could even suggest to the city about being folded in. They said, like, look, you guys are more out of control out there. We might be going back and forth on issues in the city, but the governance, you know, is we just reduced our board of aldermen from 28 to 14.
Yeah.
Okay?
Interesting.
You know, we actually are the government part. You know, when people aren't getting arrested and stuff like that, is working.
30 seconds left.
Oh, but you may be right. But the thing about it is, beyond the borders of this region, nobody cares about Sam Page and his council.
True.
Okay, what they see on TV and what they, the impression they get about St. Louis now, the negative impression they get is based on crime,
mm-hmm.
and that's primarily in certain parts of the city and certain parts of the county. And that, I think, is the biggest problem, yeah. because that's what other people see.
All right. Thank you, boys. Appreciate it. Great job.
Thank you.